Blog Talk Radio.
Hey kids, this is Off the Wagon with John Patrick Robbins, aka Gons, and I want to welcome my host. She may sound familiar, but she's new, I assure you. Trace, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Wow, I feel like we've done this before tonight.
We have. It's like really familiar. Deja vu.
Well, you know, the best episodes usually we always have a lot of problems because the engineer, I can't stand it. It happens to be me. And something always seems to mess up, or something lights on fire, or, you know, you can't get me around electronics. What can I say? And, you know, you do sound oddly like my other co-host, Lily May. I don't know what happened to her. Do you know what happened to her?
Well, yes, I'm going to have to come out of the closet. Basically because you can't get who I am straight, and you call me, you know, Lily, Tracy, Lily, Lil.
That's true.
So I'm going to explain to everyone that I in 2011 started a pen name, and it was Lily May. So Lily May Poetry is out there at many different places. You can pretty much Google it and find me, but I did that for reasons, and so you met me as Lily, and for the life of me now, you can't call me Lily for anything. You can call me anything but Lily, and so I kind of had to come out of the closet. So I'm Tracy.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to come out of the closet, too, but in a completely different way. This is going to be such a great new show. I just feel new title and new host. But no,
out of the closet.
Yeah, out of the closet. Patrick Robbins. I really want to target a new market. I found one magazine I have to get into, but I have to be a specific type to get in there. And I said, well, everybody knows what a poetic whore I am. I'll lie about anything. Like, I'll lie and tell people I come from certain states to get published, because you sent me a one time. I remember that. This is absolute truth. You sent me one time a magazine that was taking submissions. The only thing is, you had to be from that state. And so I completely made it up and said I was from there, and then they took it. I thought, wow, I really am a bad person.
Well, you know.
Whatever you have to do, kids, lie. It doesn't matter. If you have no ability, it doesn't matter. Don't let it stop you. It doesn't stop me, but yeah. No, I do mess up. I know you. We know each other outside of this marvelous studio and show. And, you know, I have to. And you do look wonderful this evening, I have to say. So,
Thank you. You know,
I love the costume.
I'm comparing my ass to Lily's, but, you know, we really are looking good tonight. Thank you.
I do. Like I said, the Wonder Woman outfit is just fucking awesome, and the lasso, you know, I don't know what you can do with it, but, you know, we don't know. That might be after the show.
Wink, wink.
Gotta have the harassment.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the modern era if I was a guy that didn't harass somebody. Of course, and again, I really don't. See, there's a big difference. You can't ruin my career. I don't have one.
You are sitting in your bar alone.
That's true.
It's kind of... Yeah, so
wow,
you're safe.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
Yeah.
That's so sweet, you know. That's
well,
don't
because
tell...
you've been kicked out of all the other ones.
Well, that's true. But no, I wasn't kicked out. I just have taste. That's why I don't associate with people where I live. Not like any of them listen to this show. They're like, it's about rotten. I ain't listen to that shit. It's like when I wanted to become a writer. I remember I was on a framing job and framing a house, so just so people know. And I remember telling a friend, like, oh, yeah, man, I'm going to send out to the, you know, magazines and, you know, I'm going to, you know, and at the time, e-zines were not a big thing, but I'm really going to give it a go. And shit, I remember him looking at me like, what the hell do you want to do that for? It's like, God.
Exactly, yeah.
That's the big thing. That's so people, it's just the way I write. People are not socially conscious. I don't give a fuck when you're talking among your friends and everything else. So this is the way I talk. People don't like it. Oh, well. So friendly. And then I wonder why I'm alone. Yeah, but you did, by the way, also get a published, not under your pen name, but under your actual name for a lovely
my Tracy
publication.
Name.
Yeah, your Tracy name.
I got published at Dope Fiend Daily.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I know.
And it was
more reason than me.
Well, as it should be. As it should
well,
be.
Well, that's true. You know how to spell.
You know,
that's helpful.
I am. You know, I think it's funny because you encourage me to do that, you know, and
yes,
I have been on hiatus from writing for some time, you know, as
mm-hmm.
Lily. I do co-write with you and my girlfriend, Flower Girl is her name, pen name.
And I love poetry, so people will know. You gotta plug the places.
Yeah, I do because, you know, Flower and I work really well together on that emotional side when it's, you know, dealing with women, relationships, unrequited love. I mean, it's like all of that. But then when you and I write together, it's about
just purely just raw sexual energy.
Raw.
It's awesome. It's fucking awesome. I think.
What
you
kind
know,
of energy?
Candles. And you didn't
no.
hear that.
No.
No, I think so. Yeah, wink, wink. I'm just saying. You don't. You people don't
I
know that
like,
we really have a what?
I kind of like the one that we wrote with Jesus sitting in the corner smoking a cigarette. I kind of like
well,
that one.
Go.
That was a cool
I know,
write.
I know that was your line. I know most people would think I came up with that, but no,
yeah,
I wrote about
see?
The devil.
Right. This. The little guru here wrote about the Jesus sitting in the corner. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the evil bastard pervert wrote about the devil. So there you go. So if people want to
right,
look that up,
there
you
go.
Look it up on Hello. Give
well,
us a like.
You are the dark and I am the light. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're saying. They don't know your other side. Of course, neither do I. But I like to lie and tell people that because I have to save face because I'm a man. You have to remember that. Just remember
I get
most
that.
Of
you
everything
are a liar.
I say is a lie. Oh, that's true. I know I am. At least I told the truth. See, so am I a liar? Or
oh.
Do I
wow,
know,
that was like a little oxymoron
like,
statement.
I know. It's like going to, you know, AA, you know. But the first step is admitting you're drunk. So I say, well, I admit I'm a drunk. I'm not quite ready to quit, but at least I'm admitting the first step. So, you know, where's my prize? Don't I get something?
Bourbon.
Besides a cup of coffee and a donut, I don't want that. You know,
my grandpa would have spiked the coffee and sat there and giggled through
oh,
the whole
well,
program.
Yeah, that's yeah. Old people didn't need all this bullshit we need now. They didn't need 5,000 drugs. They'll just go and like drink turpentine and you know chew nails and shit. They're just tougher than we are. God. And then I think of the younger generation that I'm going to insult and make them all hate me. And I think, wow, we're not going in a good direction. I don't think so, you know.
Oh, you mean with the Tide Pods and all of that, or?
Tide Pods,
who doesn't want to do a Tide Pod to get high?
I mean, I just remember having normal drugs. And now these kids are like, no, John, you're wrong. I like,
yeah.
You know. I
well, mean, what the hell?
No, they're challenges. They're stupid fucking challenges on the internet. It's like I had a challenge for them. Read a book and actually know something that doesn't involve Instagram. They don't go on Facebook or you know, Snapchat or one of those. Not that I know where the young people hang out because that makes me sound
right.
Weird. Or Omegle. I don't go there no more. Cause it's just a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, whatever.
Off. Once it's very uncomfortable, it's like, dude, I'm having a hard time looking at you doing that while I'm trying to do that. I'm kidding. But,
oh, God.
Have you
why
ever
do,
heard of
why
that
Why do
site?
I do this show with you? You're gross.
Because you have so much fun, and people don't know, of course, that we're in a relationship. You don't know it either. But, you know, eventually, you will know.
No, I I'm going to be in denial of that probably for a long time.
That's okay. Most people are people they're enamored with. It's okay. You're so warm and cuddly.
Yeah.
Like, no.
On the wall.
Just let you fall half asleep. You never know what you might say. I'm just saying.
Yes,
we,
that's
we know,
because
we know
I
each other outside
narcoleptic.
Of this place. Yes, and when you do get tired, people don't know. You like to talk about really weird fucking things and then get mad at me for no apparent reason. You know, it's like,
well,
no, you dumbass.
That's because I
or you'll call me back.
I feel bad.
I like when you call me back. I'm like, well, she's asleep. I'll just hang up the phone. What are you going to like, call me? Fucking dude come in here with the bag and shit, and I'm like, oh, look at little blue people in the bathroom. And so I'm like, wow, you are like, your dreams must be like an acid trip.
I know, and I don't know why. It's because your voice just puts me to sleep, and we'll be talking about normal daily whatever, and all of a sudden I'll be drifting into blue people in suitcase land or
unicorns.
And then I get
river.
Defiant because I feel bad for falling asleep. You're like, are you getting sleepy? No. No, I'm not
no,
getting sleepy.
No, fuck you. What, you just want to leave? See, you are the strange one. You think I'm weird.
For being
but
an
you're
ass,
the one
I'm
that's
awake.
you're the one that's a little odd. Like, yeah, no, no. So people are going to wonder. They're going to be like, wow. No wonder people wonder. Like, they probably think, yeah, look at all these nice things he writes for her and how they're so close. And then they think all this other shit because I love to put the rumors out. And then, you know, no. All you have to do is listen to the show, and you'll learn that pretty much it's just me stalking you. But I'm a very lazy stalker. I mean, I'm not actually going to move to your neighborhood or nothing because that would involve money, and that's a long walk.
Right, yeah. You're a good friend to have. You're a good stalker to have because, you know, I feel safe.
I mean, sure, you know, if I live close by, maybe I would stare in the windows, but I wouldn't because I'd have to get on a ladder, and I'm afraid of heights. You know, it's like you're gonna have to build your house on the ground, quite literally.
Oh God!
See, I was
really?
Wondering a lot of people don't know I messed up the first episode of this for some reason when my shitty ass cell phone company went out. Not to break the illusion that we're in a studio. Because, you know, everybody knows here at the Gonzo Industry, we're in one of the most advanced studios of all time. It's like almost being in the future. We got a reel-to-reel recorder and 8-track that doesn't work.
And you're in a sticky Ford bar, and you're just kind of putting it out there.
I am not in a sticky Ford bar. The studio is sticky Ford, but that's like I said, we had the editor-in-chief of Dope Fiend Daily in last week. He's a messy little hamster. He doesn't clean up after himself. He's more like a gerbil, you know. I don't know. Those are very annoying animals. Talking about annoying animals, you know, the moose is the asshole of the animal kingdom. I'm just saying. I mean, really. He's a dick. He really is. I never want to meet one of those because they kill people. Do they have them where you live? It's frozen. I thought they had them there. Isn't it like Canada where you live?
No, but we're close to Canada, so does that count?
Yeah, do you have any moose? I don't know. I'm stupid. I don't go anywhere.
We don't have any moose here. I mean, no.
Why?
No, we have dog man, but we don't have moose.
Yeah, no, you have dog. No, you have a fucking werewolf. I love you can't even call it. I guess because you always mess up the word because you showed me the ways on Facebook. People in your area have weird way of saying things. I mean, I'm Southern. I say everything correctly. But, you know.
What was it?
It wouldn't be a werewolf. It would be dog man. The dog man. Well, how come he's only out on the full moon? The fucking werewolf.
He's not out only on the full moon. What stories and historical pamphlets have you been reading?
Well, probably
dog
the same ones you've been watching on the Discovery Channel. Where reflects
well,
they have
no.
special moment. Don't you love all
you're
these educational
a,
channels? The what?
You love
what.
Bobo. You love Bobo Sasquatch.
Finding Sasquatch. Yes, me and Bobo hang out on the weekend. He seems like a deep intellectual. I just think, wow.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. The sad part is that dude has a job. Oddly enough, I mean, I'm very disappointed. I had to find out earlier in a broadcast that Trace here has been two-timing with me with some dude at Walmart because he has a job and he, like, lives near her and actually hangs out with her on a regular basis. Well, no, she stopped.
Well, I have to go up to him and ask him for product, but, you know, likes me, I'm sure. He just thinks I'm stupid and that I don't know where anything in the store is, but he has
but
a tattoo.
Oh, he has a tattoo. So that's what makes him a winner. What is the tattoo of?
Yeah. Well,
Do you know?
I didn't really get to see it because I kind of started to drift in my head and thought of looking
wow.
at it.
Oh, my God. This is going to turn into a different kind of right already. I can't wait to hear this story. Wow.
Oh, that Lily. Oh, Lily. Sorry.
Your multiple personality is kicking in.
Yeah.
Lily's coming to visit us.
Well, hello. Oh, God.
Wow, we're such a serious show, no wonder. And you know, we actually have more guests scheduled, too. That's what's so fucking awesome. Because people obviously don't listen to the show, but for some reason they'll read my work and think, yeah, he must be a serious guy. Why you'd ever think that, I'd never know. And then they just agree to do the show. And it's like, wow.
John.
Have you heard our show
before?
John,
I told you, Hemingway can't come. He's dead. Everybody's dead.
Well,
I keep telling you that.
He's very famous. And I thought, well, this guy is really, and I read one of his books. I'm going to tell you something. He should write some more because he's going to be awesome. It's like that Kerouac guy. I just can't wait to get him on the show either. I love that On the Road book. Actually, I do. That's one of my favorite books of all time. So I'm not going to run authors down that I respect, you know, because Lord knows I can't write like them. I might be able to drink like them, but not write like them. But that's important.
If you like
to do
him, then why do you? I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt you because I'm used to doing that in radio shows.
That's what radio is all about.
If you like whatever his name is, how do you say that?
Kerouac.
Kerouac.
Yeah, Kerouac.
Okay.
Kerouac,
so why do you hate Sylvia Plath so much? She's like the female version of him.
I really wish you hadn't said that. Now it's going to make everybody pissed at me. That's one secret that you shouldn't have. It's not, no. Oh, God. Let me explain now. I do not.
No,
hate...
I'm just saying, you know.
Yes.
It's not that you hate her, but you. When I said, you know, we were talking about it one night, and you're like, you know, and I'm like, really? Kind of like the female. What's his name?
No, not at all, I don't think. I think most will agree with me. She's anything but that. I mean,
she's got that raw, basic, throwing it out there.
You know what? She like Burkowski for chicks that don't like Burkowski. You know, I mean, I don't know. She's like a legend. Well, not like, excuse me. She is a legend, so people don't fucking stalk me or get pissed off or put curses on me or anything. I'm very paranoid. It's just, you know, it's not my cup of tea. What can I say?
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm not a, yeah, oddly enough, I know what you think, but I'm actually not really a woman, so it doesn't really appeal to me.
That's up for debate. That really is, because let's not tell everybody all of your secrets.
Oh,
but,
I don't care. You can talk about the music I like. I'm not as sensitive as you.
Well, he likes Nickelback, and Nickelback
has three albums that sound remarkably just alike, and I heard they're making five
and he
more.
Likes candles, and
I do like
he
when
just
Nickelback
has
went
the
to
Canadian
Brazil.
Flag up in his bathroom, and
I like Canada. Don't run down Canada, then I'll really get in trouble.
No, I love Canada. I'm close to Canada.
I could put one foot over
and be in Canada.
Well, there you go. Canada's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I like Canada.
It is awesome.
Canada, so don't get mad at me. Just because I pick on Nickelback, I think most people do. See, I don't even, it's one of those things, maybe it's like a bullying campaign, really. It's like I pick on them for apparently no reason. It's just, it's not anything personal. It's just funny, you know, like I'm a joker. I'm a comedian, whatever you want to call it. Or just an idiot who just has a radio show.
Or a pain in the ass. I'm not really sure yet. I haven't decided.
Well, I'm definitely a pain in the ass, but, you know, it was a real bad joke that I'm not going to do. But, no, it's just, I pick on them. It's just meant to be a joke. It's meant to be fucking funny. There are some people, I think, if you got to ask me who should be not allowed to leave their country, I would say Justin Bieber. But that's just my, you know, we all know my disdain for Justin Bieber. Nickelback could hang out with me and drink beer. I don't care. I don't fucking like beer. But if you do, you know, props to you. You know?
I love beer.
Yes, you do. See, that's why you are the beer representative of the. Yeah, but you drink weird beer. You don't drink like normal beer. Normal people do.
No, I drink the finest.
Oh my God! If anything is combined and has cherries in it, you will drink it. You will drink cherry flavored gasoline if they have it. Like,
mm-hmm. I'd snort it.
Yeah. Get your motor running.
No, I mean, I do. I like the different. In the area that I come from, we have so many places, the microbreweries that are doing just marvelous things with creating great beer. So, and it's not just cherry, but I do like ale. I love all the pale ales. Recently I purchased a high class bottle of bourbon for you from my area. And I sent that to you as your happy bar mitzvah gift.
You can't deny your absolute love for me because you sent me a bottle, and I love the beautiful letter that I enclosed. I will actually share with all the people. You actually wrote it too, and it's in your handwriting. Not that I know what your handwriting looks like, you know. And
yeah, exactly, because the lady from the distillery sent it to you.
It is great. Yeah, there is a great distillery, the Traverse City Whiskey Company. I did that great plug, and if they want to send me liquor, they can send me all the liquor they want. I'll be their spokesman.
Right.
Who wouldn't want me as their spokesman? Like, I am a published poet. Yeah, but have you actually made any money? That's just silly. I don't know why. Art is not supposed to be paid for.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Anybody ever made money off art? Duh. Well, some people don't know.
Oh.
Fantastic. I'm trying to maintain that thing of just die broke. I'm doing a great job of it. I'm very proud of myself. So if anybody
wants to, I like the way that
you're
committed.
I am. I'm dedicated to the craft. And, you know, not just brewing, but all sorts of craft. And, you know, witchcraft too. Everything. And whatever get me published in, you know, and get me just tons of that. Because that's when I started writing. I said, what would make me all the money and just bring the chicks in? And I thought, well, poetry. And I thought, yeah. And then I realized, oh, wow, it's poetry. And, yeah, now I just cry.
And that's when you realize that,
yeah, pretty much.
You had to give it all up,
I don't know. There's a lot of great writers out there. I'm not one of them.
You are too. We've met a lot of great writers through the experience and the places that we've been. We've met a lot of great people out there, and
I know.
You know, I love Helen. I love Rach. We have a friend named Joel who writes good, and Phil, and a lot of other people. It's been an amazing journey.
Yeah, there
being
are
able
a lot
to,
of great writers. Who are probably not in publication and things like that. They're incredible, and who are on the sites you can find now. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you're
right.
They're all great writers and people we met along the way. And then I'm the one that went chasing the e-zines and all that other stuff. And for some reason, a couple of them, I think, felt sorry for me. And then they're like, okay, he won't go away, so we might as well publish him.
Right. Kind of like you had to pay Scott to put me into the magazine, but thanks a lot for that. But
no, it wasn't. Yeah. I just had to give him dirty magazines. That's all. He doesn't know.
Oh,
like
okay.
I said. All right. He has the internet. He doesn't know there's porn on it. His grandma, you know, strictly goes through his browser history when she tucks it in. We want to say really props to the editor in chief over there at the Dope Fiend Daily. He's a man's man if he was a boy. And yeah, I mean, I'm not saying he's young, but you know. And he's definitely a different kind of kid, you know. I mean, I think he's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
So inspired. He is.
Yeah, he's like a little boy genius. Yeah.
He is like a little genius, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Once also reminds me he's getting into theater. Once I'm trying to tell him he can't go for every role, but he thinks that there really shouldn't be any discrimination, you know. And he's really getting into his role really well because he wants to go play the, you know, they're going to do an adaptation at his school of Diary of Anne Frank. And he's been hiding in the attic for weeks now, but to kind of, you know, get into the role. And
God.
But I told him, Scott, I don't think you can have the lead. And it was like, So no, he's a fun kid. He's obviously doing good with that, and yeah. So I don't know, but yeah, we've met a lot of good writers, and of course I've met him through the magazines as well.
Right, that's one of the e-zines that you work with, but you work with quite a few, and you do, and actually I'm meeting new poets through those that, you know, I haven't read in the spaces that I've posted my things before, but it's all great. It's great to meet new people and to be a part of that community, and, you know.
It is. I think you need to try for HST now. I mean, they're a classic publication. If they publish me,
you're the only one that reads my work.
I
love the way you're pushing me into all this stuff, and Little Lily's on hiatus. Tracy's doing like 18 different jobs. I did write a book, and I self-published, if that counts. I'm
going to
plug it. Yep, it's at lulu.com, and it's called Zero Evidence of Life. It's about people who deal with anxiety and depression.
Okay.
And it's
sorry there. I actually burped as you talked, and that was very, very...
Oh, thanks. That
rude.
Was professional. Well, here, let me rip one off while you're talking about your...
Well, it came from the penthouse, dear, not the outhouse. I'm just saying. You know, because that's a classy statement there. But I mean... But, I mean, seriously, no. Yeah, you're a great writer, and you just haven't pushed your work out quite that. I mean, besides in the book, I mean, obviously, because I have just tons of them available. You can't find them. Actually, I think they're all in limited edition composition books. I just put in the stores. I go in the dollar store. If you want to look for my book, I have tons of them. They all look like composition books. But they threw me out of the last dollar store for doing that. Yeah, no, I write them in. What I do, I sneak them in and put them in there. And then somebody thinks it's a composition book. And like, God, what is this shit? Somebody already wrote in it. Because I'm
man.
A very professional word to use, too. But, you know, hey, what do you expect from this show? This show has very low standards. You know, they have me on it because I pay for it.
That's really nice that you say that, and I'm on the show with you. So
yeah,
that's
very
a big shout-out for
you. You bring the ambiance to the show, you know? And, I mean, most people aren't really surprised I pay for it anyways, the show, I mean, you know.
There wouldn't be money enough, buddy. Not money enough. I'm talking about Walmart. That dude, he's bringing it in.
Wow, you are obsessed with Walmart.
I
wondered
like
why
that.
You shop there so much. I was like, wow, is it really that good? And like, yeah, I'm in Walmart. Leave me alone. It's like, but we were supposed to have like our normal get together evening, and like, no, you just totally blow me off so you can go hang out at Walmart. You know, I'm not to file a complaint against him, whoever his name is. Imagine if he actually heard this. It would be fucking hilarious.
Well, he doesn't know that I have a, you know, visual admiration going on.
Well, I mean,
it's not like I walk up
to leave after you were there 5 hours and didn't buy anything. I mean, so it's kind of a dead giveaway. Every time you go and ask him for something, you thank him and squeeze his ass. I mean, I'm just saying, you women get away with everything. We don't get away with anything. Not that that's right, because don't sexually harass people. That's naughty.
Yeah, especially since you just got out of prison. But
I didn't get. Will you quit that? Like you say that, and then everybody's
off. I'm just saying.
You know what? I knew there was something wrong with him. It's like not prison. It was a mental institution. You need to get it right. You know.
Oh, okay.
And my shock treatment.
I thought you
great.
Were still being kept. you still had a little cute uniform.
I can actually hold a light bulb and it'll turn on. And it's like, yeah, that's how much electricity I have now. You know, that's why I lost all my hair on my head. I'm just saying. So that, you know.
It couldn't be the fact that, you know, you're now over 25.
Well, no. I don't know why you say that. I happen to be 23 years old. I just have a really great voice and incredibly rugged looks. Like, I looked like
I'm 29
out of
and super skinny.
Well, duh, everybody knows this. You look just like Jennifer Lawrence. And maybe you are Jennifer Lawrence. And I'm George Clooney or Madonna.
Aw. Good Lord.
You can be anything you want. They can't see us. Don't tell them.
Don't tell them who we really are.
Just lie to them. That's what I do. It's like they call you up. Somebody, every now and then, because I know it's hard to believe I have fans, but I do. Like one, you know. Not
well, then
stop,
I
want to
be Oprah because she's really spiritual.
Okay. If you interrupt my
so
joke.
I'm going to be her. What?
You want to be Oprah? You want to be Oprah?
Yeah, I'm going to be Oprah on this show.
Okay. This is Oprah. We just had call in every week. I'll just advertise somebody really fucking famous. Thank God, Oprah sounds like she lives in Michigan and she's white, you know.
And then she talks to her nose and she's really nasally.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody always says that people from Michigan sound like they have stuffy noses and that we talk like through our nasal cavity. But
well,
I think we're pretty freaking awesome here in Michigan. So.
I agree, Jennifer. And, you know. I agree. Why do you think I had you on the show? Because, once again, it proves how I am really a celebrity and I just hang out with other celebrities.
I know you are, Ryan. So you just keep thinking that.
That's right. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Ryan Quinlan.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that
right.
One because I don't want to piss him off because he's actually a good writer, a great writer. I don't want to make it bad. He's like,
no.
I'm Ryan
no.
Gosling.
Yes,
he's
you
like,
are.
Yeah, don't mention
in your
me,
mind,
fucker.
You were that.
I'm not Ryan Gosling. That is, I mean, duh, why would you ever say that? That's so horrible to say that I mean, you know, I'm more the Patrick Swayze, and we're going to remake Dirty Dancing, you know, but it'll just be with dudes.
Oh.
Nobody puts baby in a corner. Not that I watch that movie, but you have to remember this. A lot of people, God, why did he watch so many chick flicks and listen to horrible music like Nickelback? And I mean, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
You know, it's not because Trace made me listen to these things. I was raised by women. I was held captive by the Amazons, and they all liked the same thing. No, my cousin tortured me. She was like my babysitter. It's hard to believe that I once was a child because it seems like yesterday. It really does because I'm so young. I just got out of high
right.
school. Not because mm-hmm. I'm really young. It's because I'm really old and stupid. But, no.
And in diapers, but.
Well, you know, I figured, hey, why get up to piss when, you know, I can prolong it a little bit, you know. Duh.
Right, or just open the back door.
Well, yeah, duh, that's a benefit of living in the country. You know, why do you mm-hmm. think I hate it when they cleared the woods? Now the neighbor can directly see me. It's like, hey, do you mind? I was like, no. It's like cold outside. You know, it's like you go inside if you don't want to see my wee wee. I'm just saying, because that's how you say, that's the medical term. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, God.
But nonetheless, as I get back to my meaningless point, is that I had to watch all these horrible fucking movies. And some movies, I hate to admit, I actually liked, but they were all chick flicks. Like, I could be tortured by the movie Pretty in Pink. I've seen it 20,000 fucking times. Because my cousin was like, really, she could beat me up? It's very shameful to say. A guy that later did fighting got beat up by his cousin. It was great training. But she was, shit, she was like a fucking Amazon, and she beat the shit out of me and made me watch all these terrible fucking movies. Damn,
you know, you've watched more chick flicks than I have.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I can't stand those movies.
Oh, well, some of them were classics, but, you know. There are some
I like
that people,
Indiana Jones and the gritty adventures and
Indiana Jones was cool for the first couple, and then he did the terrible one with Shia LaBeouf, and you know, who is the modern day Hamlet? I'm just saying, wait, Hamlet's
yeah.
a character in Shakespeare. Never mind, he's the modern day something. He's crazy.
Is he dead?
That's what I admire. I admire anybody who's fucking cuckoo. But I have a great respect for who you know. I mean, he's not Brad Pitt. He did a movie with Brad Pitt where he was trapped in a tank with Brad Pitt and Shia LaBeouf. And I thought, well, I put in for that movie, but they put a restraining order against me. I thought it would be the best experience of all time, and some real male bonding. once is just sounds awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. No, that's one of the greatest
movies.
Not touching
that one with a 10-foot pole.
No. Joking aside, like one of my favorite movies, because a lot of people don't know, Chase, that this was birthday month. And everybody knows during birthday month, I'm lucky to even be alive, because that's when I test the limits of the human liver.
Yes, that's when you are not sober.
Yes, no. There's no need to even ask. It's like, are you
no.
sober? No. I should have an answer machine hooked up to my brain. It's like, John's not here right now, but he'll be back eventually sometime when he sobers up.
Towards the end of the
month. Yeah, towards the end of next month. But no, birthday month, as I was going to say, once I got so many awesome gifts, it was like the post office was complaining because I was there every day bitching about, what is my bottle of whiskey, you bastards?
or your cook, because I know you get cookies.
Yes, that is absolute truth. I actually have got cookies in the mail from a random stranger, and people say, this is my thing, Trace, and for the audience who didn't know this, I would get random cookies. Don't ask me why. I think it's because I'm fucking kick-ass writer who knows how to finagle. Oh, you know, I'm a great con man. And I got cookies from a random person, but I didn't want to eat them because I was scared they might be poisoned. So I took them to my friend, and I let him eat part of them. And he didn't die, so then I knew they were good. I didn't tell him. But
kind of makes me wonder if that's why, you know, you're all alone now and all your friends are gone, though. Maybe it was the slow acting thing.
Yeah, no, somebody
wow
sent me a bottle.
You.
I gave that to my friend Jerry, and then he, you know, obviously somebody poisoned that bottle. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm thinking.
And to whoever sent that bottle, you are bad. You are no longer on my friends list. I don't even know half the people on my friends list. The ones I do know, I just accept every friend's request under the sun. And, you know, because I will talk to any human being alive, because I'm a very lonely
don't
man.
Don't I know it? Jesus, criminy. There's times I
That's
have
right.
to rein you in and look at you and say, what the hell are you doing?
I know.
I mean, really, how old are you?
Met the psychologist. That was interesting. I met her from a very professional thinking man's app called Tinder. And that was very interesting.
If there's anybody that's batshit crazy out there, they're going to find you. They're going to find you and have a conversation with you.
You are like the
beacon for...
They're going to ask you random weird shit, you know? And then I'll just ramble on about movies I like on my radio. Well, I have to have guests for the radio show today. Sometimes you're not available. You just, you know, I don't mean emotionally. You're always available then, but, you know.
God.
And I didn't even mention one of my favorite movies. It's like you totally threw me off course because, I mean, it had a really good joke there. But have you ever seen the movie Fury? One of my absolute favorites. With this, you know,
what was
it? It's not a porn. Fury.
Fury?
Fury, yes.
Who's in it?
Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf, and some other people. But I just couldn't see past those two. I'm just saying.
No. Didn't see it.
Great World War II movie. They're all in a tank. Fucking shit up.
Mm-mm.
Awesome. No, actually, it was an awesome movie, but I don't know why the fuck I had to mention that. But yes, that was one of my many presents. I sound like a fucking 5-year-old. I'm the only person that sends Santa a letter. But hey, if he didn't give gifts, I wouldn't keep sending him a letter. You know?
Right.
I'm just saying. But Santa's getting slower and slower. I don't know why. They didn't even send me anything
Some
this year.
Some people have given you gifts that keep on giving, you know?
Yeah,
but there's medicine for that.
Yeah, they have. That's true. But, I mean, I have lots of antibiotics. I'm like an end-of-the-world prepper. You know, it's crazy people who think they can live in a bunker and eat macaroni and cheese for the rest of their life.
Well, they want to call macaroni and cheese. It's really not macaroni and cheese. It's a pretend macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Now
I know this
because
I've watched TV and I saw the preppers.
You know, because you know TV, and that's all you need to do is watch TV. Tracy basically only watches shows. She has crushes on the dudes that host them. That's basically
Josh Gates.
Josh Gates.
Destination Truth.
Destination Truth.
And then that one guy. Don't know his name, but I like him. Paranormal Lockdown.
I mean, is he nothing but a piece of meat to you? Is he just, do you not like him
for his mind
and not just his body?
I love
how
for
sexist
his...
of you in this modern era.
Oh, excuse me. Can I talk now? Wow to you. I like Josh Gates because he has a sense of humor and a mind. And
yes.
I like the other guy who I don't know his name.
Well, I like the other,
very
you know,
what
the
he
other
does
show,
the
I watch
world.
It too, because I'm all about the paranormal. I mean, it's not the woman on the show, but it's, you know, just saying. It
yeah,
wouldn't be
she's
quite
a
called
hottie.
Paranormal Lockdown if they locked me down with her, but they don't lock women
yeah.
away with me. I wish they did.
Yeah, so you have a thing for the chesty brunette. Yeah.
Well,
so.
Well, yeah, why not?
Yeah, yeah.
I have a thing for any female with a pulse. That doesn't run really fast because I'm lazy and I don't want to chase them. It's like, yeah, I would get you. That's why I couldn't ever be a serial killer or in a horror movie, because I just, like, I would just get out of breath and I'd probably die of an asthma attack. And I wouldn't want to carry a chainsaw around there. It's too fucking heavy and noisy. It's the worst weapon ever. Like, ah, shit. What happened?
Oh,
well, that
God.
Was a shitty horror movie. The fat guy just passed out and died in the very first act of the movie when he was chasing somebody and, you know, he fell on his chainsaw and it was all over. Like, shit. That would, yeah, that wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be a good one. But, yeah, pick on my taste, one that hangs out at the Walmart because there's a dude there. I mean, I thought it was just because I heard Nickelback was putting out a new CD, but, you know.
I'm just saying,
I'm not
saying anything. I'm not gonna.
Well,
I'm not gonna belittle my Walmart guy because it's very important to me
to
have those moments in life.
My chesty brunettes, how dare you? Always have a brunette.
No,
what?
You're absolutely right. As long as they have a pulse, and I like my guys with one foot on the other side, so. Whatever.
Don't judge
you know,
me because I'm awesome and strangers on the internet want to talk to me and meet me at strange locations. You know, I'm not saying
yeah.
anything, but wink, wink, you can find me on.
God.
I
you
am
get
not
yourself
that
in
bad.
So much trouble. Yes, you
yes,
do.
I do.
You are the worst internet, like,
God,
gatherer of strange
that.
Things. Well, no, I mean, because it's like, honestly, because you are so friendly,
mm-hmm.
you get some doozies.
Mm. That's
I mean,
true.
When Tracy has to filter for you, because Tracy's
yeah.
had some doozies.
Well
Lily's had
know.
Them the most, but yeah.
If you want to win a date with me, you have to talk to Tracy. She's going to filter all of them and send your pictures
I kinda
to Tracy.
I
kind of
do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was wondering why I didn't get any dates. It's like, damn it, Chase, what are you doing to me? You're hurting my
yeah.
love so bad.
They have to be over 16. Have
well,
to have a
yeah.
brain.
God, that's such please don't make a joke. God. Makes me sound like a pervert.
I'm just saying. No,
yeah,
I'm
over
just
16,
saying, you know.
And over 18, preferably.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, I didn't know how it worked down south.
Wow, I've never heard any prejudice living down south, you know.
Oh, no, none.
You know what, oddly enough, when you play a Nickelback record backwards, what you get, you know, it sounds really weird. Once it's really strange, that's why you think it's not a Nickelback CD or album, because it sounds different. And, I mean, it's fucked up. It really is. You know, you wish you
because
could
only you
back,
would
but...
take the time out of life to play something backwards. Like, don't you want to recapture some of those moments that you were really just trying
what?
To experiment with things backwards? Okay,
I experimented, Trace, but that was just a phase when I was going through college. We often have those phases, and I don't bring up your past. It's like, that was just a phase. I don't need to experiment anymore. And then, you know, I found out, you know, they were going to kick me out of college, and I didn't realize I didn't even really belong there. I just hung out in somebody's dorm room. It was like,
Right.
Know. But, you know, I learned a lot then, you know.
I bet you did. I bet you did. Yeah.
It's hard to
And none of this has anything to do with writing. Is that where you got all of your experiences for writing, or?
Where I get my experiences from writing is what I do is I just am a weirdo who just hangs out amongst people and listens to conversations, and I steal everything. That's the secret
of
great writing. DLC.
Yeah.
No,
you're a life stealer.
I'm a life stealer. I don't know. I think I'm just really good at writing stupid shit. And somehow I don't have an ego problem. Once I know most people probably think I do, but I don't. I just laugh, joke, have a good time. I mean, you know, if you want inspiration, just look at this fucking world. There's tons of funny shit. There's tons of things to write about every fucking day. If you can't,
laugh at the world right now, we're screwed up.
Yeah, really.
I mean, my God.
You want a real fucking, you know, a real joke, turn on the evening news, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
what is on the evening news now? I mean, it's depressing as shit, but it's like, well, either about little foreign man in Korea who wants to blow the world up, who likes to believe that he is the ruler of the universe, and he likes to fire his little bottle rockets out over the ocean, but he's not a threat.
Push button now.
Yeah, and then the other dude is... The other dude strictly believes in sexual harassment Saturday. I'm not going to pick on him. I'm not going to get political. That's not my job. I'm not a politician.
Well,
thank God. But I think I'd be a good one if it was.
Well, you know, here's the thing about that. In his defense, he loves the church, his wife, and he wants to treat her like the temple. So that's why he has to get the porn star and treat her like a, I mean, you want to have beautiful, loving, kind sex with your wife, but then have the porn star for the, you know, things. I mean, it's out of respect that he's doing
like that.
You know, some people
awesome.
Don't like our president, but, you know, I respect his choices.
Yeah, I don't think it's some people. I'm always like, yeah, but you fucking voted for him, you fuckers. I don't know. I stay out of politics. It's not my thing. Making fun of whoever's in office is my job. I make fun of everybody, you know, and Nickelback.
Right.
And, you know, just anybody pretty much. I mean, you know, it's always an open range for me. Anything that's out there, I'm going to shoot it. You know.
Oh, bring that up. Jeez, that's a hot topic.
What? No. No. I didn't mean it like that.
Look at what you
just walked
right
into
that one.
No, we're not going in there. No. We are not talking about fucking gun control. No, I don't mean, like, I am a crazy American. I don't think anybody outside of the States listens to this show, but we might have one or two. I know a couple friends who might tune into to it because they feel sorry for me. But I know they give me a like for that reason and humor me, but that's, you know, and a shout out to all of them.
Or it's because you befriended
them.
Yeah.
Well,
randomly.
I mean, some of them I was in the same magazine as them or whatever, lucky enough. I've been included with some good writers. I mean, that's no joking. I've been blessed on that.
I know you have, yep.
So, yeah, and I look at it, I'm like, wow, I'm in the same magazine as the person that has talent. I'm amazed. And I think they are too. They're like, oh, shit.
I really think you need to get a book out there.
Hmm.
I really do. I'm disappointed that there has not been.
Well, no, it's done. For people who listen to this and this extra long show, I have one in the works, and right now I'm just going to get all the edits and all this. Because believe it or not, reading my work before it's edited is like, yeah, like a Chinese puzzle. You don't know how to figure that fucker out. And but no, I'm working on one right now, and hopefully we will find a publisher for it, because my joking aside, because I'm not serious when I talk, but I am dead serious about my work, so.
Right.
I know it's hard to fucking believe.
And I agree. I think that, you know, that you have a lot of life experiences and a lot of stories to tell, and I love them. You know, I'm not the only one. You've always had a lot of followers. You've kind of like, I don't know. I'm not going to drink your Kool-Aid, though, because you're kind of freaky, but
because
you do
my
gather
Kool-Aid.
people.
I do. I draw them. I'm like the Pied Piper or something, right?
Yeah.
I draw them in. I draw them to me, like Mr. Rogers or some other children's entertainer.
Oh, God. That
like
was a
Zerman
bad
Gacy.
One.
Or, no, wait, no. He was a clown. I think the children liked him. I don't know how you can't figure out Pogo the Clown is kind of scary. I'm just saying.
Who's Pogo
the
Clown?
Pogo
the
Clown was John Wayne Gacy, the serial killer.
Oh,
he actually was known as a, he did a lot of children's entertainment and stuff like that. I mean, but he was a strange one. I mean, now I show my vast knowledge of serial killers. People are like, you wouldn't know that I read. Trace knows this, and I think she's amazed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow. You know, I mean, of course, I have to have my mom
read. Yeah, this week's topic has been Hitler. We've been studying Hitler.
No, I have been studying World War II. Please don't. God, I'm not a neo-Nazi.
Liar. You told me that you were studying Hitler and his life and
yes,
some of the...
No, don't say I'm a liar. I'm not a neo-Nazi. Jesus.
No, I didn't say that. Just because you study him doesn't mean you're that. Good
I felt ignorant, especially about the first World War and then into the second, and really felt ignorant about everything that, you know, what it all rose from, really. I know what people say, well, it's not, no, I want to know for the facts, you know, and thought I should just, because you never quit learning. If you quit learning.
Well, I think you should learn to interpret what I say right, because I didn't say that.
I think you
now
need
you...
to say, no, you're not a liar, you are a neo-Nazi. It's really not really a good thing to say.
I did not say that, says Tracy,
sneezing
through her teeth.
First of all, their uniforms are just, I really like bright colors, and no, there's too much black there. I mean, you know, there's enough fuchsia.
And high heels. Everybody in the Nazi
high
heels
are sexy.
Yeah.
You know, and they're platforms, by the way. They're not high heels, they're platform shoe.
God.
It makes people think I really have a problem. It's like, wow, he's straight? I was like, yeah, that's what most people, you know. That's how I can get close to women. They think I'm not straight. And then they learn I'm then they're kind of like, I'm still confused.
Well, I'm a nun.
Hmm.
I'm a nun.
That's
so.
That's true. I mean, that is just a really sexy outfit you have. I didn't know it was real, though. I thought it was just something kinky going on. But,
nun in the morning, nun at night.
Oh, God. Wow. Talk to you there, Rodney Dangerfield. That's a...
I have cats. I'm happy. I'm a cat lady.
You're the cat lady. And I have...
I'm a cat lady.
Snakes in the bar once I found one.
Yep.
That was interesting. That scared the shit out of me. A lot of people don't know I have a phobia of those. So it's like, if you ever want to hear me, with a very manly scream.
Yeah.
don't be fooled.
Well,
not everybody from the
country.
Getting
rid of the snakes in the bed.
What? Yeah, I got rid of snakes in the bed a long time ago. God, do you have to bring up everything? The chesty brunette?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Chesty McClure? she no longer lives here. And I'm sure she's living life and guarding the gates of hell like she returned to. I knew she had to leave one day. She was like an angel climbing too close to the ground that had escaped hell. And now she's gone back, and she lives in a state by the name of Indiana. And, I'm sure she thinks every day, like, why did I leave him? Oh, he was a bum without a job. He was a writer. That's why I left him. Well, you know, whatever. That was a great one to mention.
Well, hey, you know, you're talking about the snakes, and that last show that you totally screwed up, all of our best parts were in there. I wanted to bring that up again.
Oh, yes. I'm completely, so people know, I am completely alone. If you plan on killing me, I am usually alone and the door is unlocked.
And here's your address. If anybody needs to know, just contact me. I'll let you know his address.
Mm-hmm. You have my address, and send me cookies and whiskey. I prefer whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really like I don't want to get the diabetes. I mean, Jesus, I want to get, you know,
yeah.
And too many cookies can give that to you. So I want to get, not to pick on that, but I want to
you
do
You don't
want to
get the diabetes.
No, I don't want those. That's why I drink.
No,
I stay
healthy. Diabetes is really bad.
Nikola Tesla was a fucking genius. He believed in drinking a glass of whiskey every day. So I thought, well, if a glass of whiskey makes you a genius, then a fifth a day must make me a, I don't know, like some upper level shit.
I'm just laughing about something. I'm sorry.
Miss Tracy, what are we laughing about? Can we enlighten the rest of the class?
Oh, no, I'm just gonna
What, say it? I don't care. It's funny
no.
when you pick on me. What?
No, I'm not gonna pick on you.
What was it?
I can't say it.
Why, really, this fucking show? You can't say it? You can say anything on this fucking show. I didn't cuss that much, so I had to add a couple fuckings in there, making an adult-oriented show.
No, I know. You have really, like, the first show, you were doing the F-bomb, like, every 5 seconds. What's up with you on this version?
Well, I have you know, since I've become a professional, I have at least 3 publications. You know, I'm trying to clean my act
up. Just in the last hour?
Yeah. From the last hour, I'm really matured. I'm like whiskey. I'm mature, you know. Which I love, because I always love how people, you know, the whiskey snobs, you know, they like to smell the glass and then they taste it and they can taste all the fine notes of it. And I'm like, I just grab it and pour it in some Coke and it tastes delicious. It's like, yum. It's
delicious,
I can taste
like
liver.
Cheerios.
I can taste liver disease. I can smell, let me smell this glass of fine glass of feathers.
Yeah.
Let me see what I can smell. Okay, see, I'm smelling the glass. Well, let me put the whiskey in there first. Okay, now, I can taste, let's see, unplanned pregnancy, poor life choices, a DUI.
Oh, my God.
And a sexual harassment lawsuit. And a partridge and a pear tree. Well, what a responsible, and you know, we're going to have another guest on here in the near future too, and because we have so many people on here now. We've had Trace and Lily, and we've had, if we count all the episodes that didn't go right, we've at least taped 50. we're eventually going to have
Well, I was
going to
pick people, but they're all dead.
And we're going to have one guest I'll have to mention on here that we are going to have is a fucking awesome writer. And I believe, I'm surprised he doesn't have a restraining order against me because, I mean, you know I'm a huge fan of this guy who has agreed to do the show, Stephen Story, who has several books out and actually put out his first novel.
Awesome.
So give a shout
Good.
To him. He's a fucking great writer. And, you know, I want to hang around great writers. I'm hoping to just, like, rub off. It's like maybe I'll learn how to write in between.
Hey, and you know what?
Hmm.
Then I get to have somebody on.
Yeah, who's that?
I think I want Flower Girl.
You want Flower? Well, of course. You can have anybody. Anybody can be on the show. Wow. 2 chicks.
I know. Yeah. How do you like that?
Hey.
Me
guy
and
can
Flower
argue with that?
And Gonzo. Woo!
Gonzo, wow. Who's this Gonzo person of which you speak of? Most people even know who that was, a nickname.
Lily and Flower and Gonzo.
Well, this is going to be a regular old get that we should. Anybody who wants to be on the show can be on the show. We have very, 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 very high standards. It's a high-class show.
Yeah, I was going to say.
As a high-class show, you... high-class show. You just contact our engineer and booking agent, Scott Simmons, who's always at home because he's not allowed to leave. He's like the boy in the bubble. He can't leave the house. And he's, well, I told you, he's practicing right now to be Anne Frank. He's hiding in the attic right at this very moment. And, you know,
yeah.
He doesn't realize he can't have that role. But I told him, like, dude, don't let him to be a little girl. You know, what if it's like a reimagining of the story? It's like Justin Bieber wrote when he went to Frank Museum. She would be a believer. I'm like, God. And people wonder why I hate Justin Bieber.
You just said that out loud. You're going to go on the watch list now. For every concert, you're not going to be let in.
I know. Well, you know,
you're
going to
be on the watch list.
I quit going when the Jonas Brothers stopped opening because they are pure rock. Everybody knows this. And, you know, when the Jonas Brothers broke up, it was just the worst day of my life. I had to take down the posters and, you know, like right up there with ABBA, man. Well, I am an ABBA fan, so anybody wants to pick on me, kiss my ass.
Oh.
Well, I tell you what, I know by that sound.
Yeah.
I just
know
the mental connection.
Yeah, because it's getting close.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But, Trace, I want to thank you for being on the show. It's been a blast. At least I've offended most of the world. And
pretty much.
Yeah, it's been a great episode. And that now I know that pretty soon I'm going to get two females on the show, which is fucking awesome. It's birthday
right.
month all month. Next month, it's going to have to be birthday spillover month.
Wow.
You know.
At least you like her.
You were
she's a
sing.
Sexy brunette.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Well, we've been meaning to say we might need a second co-host, too.
Yeah, shut up. I keep telling you, expand your horizons. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a radio show host. I'm simple. I'm simple-minded. I'm simple.
Oh, God, like I am? Do you really think I'm a – you've listened to this broadcast, and you think I'm a professional person. You've read my work. I mean, let's be honest. Some of my work is colorful. I don't think I am a deep or broadcasting professional. But anyways, I do thank everybody who does listen to this show. Thank you. And don't blame Trace for the quality of the show because me, it's all my fault.
It is. It's so, all his fault. And
all
I thank
fault,
all
bitches.
Two of you for listening. And,
all right.
have a good night.
Have a good night, Trace. And we are out of here, folks. Hope you listen to us next time. All right.
Bye-bye.
Adios.